Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Ribfest September 2-4 after last running in 2019, a popular Sudbury summer festival is making a comeback over the Labor Day weekend, September 2-4. Although the location has been changed to Bell Park's Grace Hartman Amphitheater. Ribfest 2022 features 5 rib teams, down from the usual 6, including Boss Hogs, Ribs Royale, Crabbies, Texas Rangers and a newcomer, Silver Bullet. Ribfest 2022 runs from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. September 2 and September 3, and 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. September 4. Admission is free. For more information, visit the Facebook event page or website. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Johanna Westby. Natural Contrast until September 4. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's exhibition of Johanna Westby's work, titled Natural Contrast, runs until September 4. Originally from Elliott Lake and now living in Sudbury, Westby is an artist, an illustrator, and a teacher, whose style has been described as bold and unique and revolves around creating and sharing visual expressions of contrasts, which is easily recognizable in her many large-scale public murals and paintings throughout the region. The work in this show, called Natural Contrast, represents an exploration of natural subjects expressed through the abstracted stylization of form and color, said a release from the gallery. The exhibition will feature 39 new artworks depicting the contrasts in our world between chaos and calm, peaceful land paired with dynamic skies, tranquil lakes with radiant sunsets or a moment of stillness as an animal pauses, silhouetted against a vibrant, dancing sky, continues the release. You can find more information about the exhibit at the gallery's website or their Facebook page. Sudbury and District Labor Council's Labor Day event September 5th every year on Labor Day, Canada's unions celebrate workers and their contributions. In Sudbury, workers, unions and community leaders will gather at Morrell Park Monday, September 5, at 11 a.m. to celebrate working people and to highlight the issues that matter most to them. From 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. the event will be inclusive and sensory-friendly. Solidarity March, games, entertainment, food vendors and information booths. For more information, visit the Sudbury and District Labor Council website, found here. Jazz Sudbury Festival September 8-10. The Jazz Sudbury Festival returns this year September 8-10. The venue for 2022 is the New Place Day Arts Building in downtown Sudbury. Grammy Award-winning artist Alex Cuba to headline the festival Saturday night. Other performers include Teva Sella Quartet, Tio Corino, Harvey King and the Grindstone, Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, S. Mo, Rich Brown and the Nua Bang Quartet and the Heavyweights Brass Band, the Juno Award-winning Avatar, fronted by Sudbury's own Sundar Viswanathan, and Soul Stew. Tickets for each individual performance range from $25 to $35 depending on the night. Saturday is most expensive, Thursday is least, and full evening tickets are $70 for Thursday night and $90 for Friday and Saturday night. You can get a limited weekend pass for $225, but for $300, you can not only attend all 11 concerts, but the after-party concerts as well, which are missing from the limited pass. You can find more information and tickets on the festival website, found here. STC Youth Education Program's fall term begins September 10. Sudbury Theatre Centre has announced its 2022-23 season of educational programming. Registration is now open for the fall term of drama and musical theatre classes, which begins Saturday, September 10. The 9-week term will culminate in a recital for invited family members showcasing the participants' talents. Academy classes are led by skilled instructors with extensive teaching backgrounds. Students are exposed to a wide range of games, exercises and experiences that are tailored to any skill level. These educational programs contribute to each student's emotional, intellectual and social development. Participation also helps to develop their self-confidence, problem-solving skills, and fosters creative and critical thinking. Programs for ages 6 and up available. Registration discounts apply when booking more than one class or registering multiple children in the same family. For more information, including registration forms, visit sudburytheatre.com/youth. You may also email the box office at boxoffice@sudburytheatre.com, or phone the box office at 705-674-8381. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian John Doerr September 10th. Comedian John Doerr, a Conan O'Brien regular, will be performing in Sudbury September 10th. Doerr is a talented Canadian writer and actor who has infused his comedic abilities into numerous hit television shows and films. In addition to recently wrapping his stand-up special for Comedy Central, he was the series lead in the CBS pilot, The Half of It, played a memorable guest star role on CBS Emmy Award-winning hit series, How I Met Your Mother, and played a lead role on ABC's How to Live with Your Parents. Doerr has had multiple guest appearances on Conan, Baroness Von Sketch Show, At Midnight, Inside Amy Schumer, and Heart of Dixie. In addition to acting, Doerr has an impressive writing resume that includes the Comedy Network's The John Doerr Show, CBC's Just for Laughs, and HBO's popular Funny as Hell. You can also see John host 8 episodes of the stand-up show on the Comedy Network from July 2019's Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. Doerr's performance takes place on Saturday, September 10th at the Trevi Bar and Grill. Doors open at 5:30, with the show at 7 p.m. Tickets are $35 and can be purchased at www.sudburyperformance.ca, in person at the Trevi Bar and Grill, or by phoning 705-662-8518. Valley East Days Sept. 9/11 Valley East Days return Sept. 9/11. Free family fun at the Hanmer Valley Shopping Center, fireworks, live entertainment and more. Country Night on September 9th features Andrew Hyatt, Gil Grand and Roadhouse. Rock Night on September 10th features Glass Tiger, Guns N' Roses Tribute Appetite for Democracy and Supertramp Tribute Dreamer. Tickets for Country Night and Rock Night available online here. Check out the full Valley East Days lineup on the event's website. Maison McCulloch Hospice AGM September 12th. Maison McCulloch Hospice is holding its 14th annual general meeting virtually on Monday, September 12th at 5 p.m. Interested individuals are asked to confirm their participation before noon Tuesday, September 6th by reaching out to Colette at 705-674-9252-222. Young Sudbury Singers Registration September 14th. Registration for the Young Sudbury Singers 2022-23 season is coming up in September. Participants can expect to sing, laugh, and learn a wide variety of music in a safe and supportive environment that will foster a lifelong love of singing. The Young Sudbury Singers, Greater Sudbury's premier choir for children and youth, offers 2 choirs that families can choose from. Junior Choir, grades 2-4. Rehearses Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Junior Choir Director Colette Nadeau conducts the school band and choir at RLBDPS and serves as Executive Director for the Northern Ontario Music Festival. The Senior Choir, Grade 5 and up, rehearses Wednesdays from 6 to 7:15 p.m. Senior Choir Director Heather Charsley teaches music and the arts at C.R. Judd Public School, and serves as the Director of Music at St. Alban the Martyr Church. Registration night for both choirs will be held on Wednesday, September 14th at Sudbury Secondary School, 154 College Street in downtown Sudbury. From 6 to 7 p.m. weekly Wednesday evening rehearsals will be held at the school until mid-May, excluding school holidays. More information about plans for the 2022-23 season is available at www.youngsudburysingers.ca. Up Here presents Laura Jane Grace September 15th. Laura Jane Grace is best known as the founder, lead singer, songwriter and guitarist of the punk rock band Against Me. Since coming out as transgender in a 2012 interview with Rolling Stone magazine, she has become an outspoken advocate for transgender awareness. Catch the musician in concert at Place des Arts September 15th at 8 p.m. Concert is presented by Up Here and Modo Live. Tickets available online here. John Cum Joie, Children's Theatre, at Place des Arts September 16th. John Cum Joie is a project that combines poetic words and object theatre. The play, intended for children aged 3 and up, explores the associations between emotions and colors. Colors and emotions are part of everyday life. Colors surround us, emotions animate us. Yet, despite their ubiquity, they represent complex and subjective concepts that can be difficult for young children, and sometimes for older too, to name and understand. John Cum Joie has fun transforming these abstract notions into sources of pleasure. Why is yellow associated with joy? How can red represent both anger and love? Can one be scared to death of sadness, an emotion also represented by blue? These are the kinds of questions that are at the heart of the explorations made in John Cum Joie, through objects and words. Play runs at Playstay Arts starting at 2 p.m. September 16. Event presented by Teatre Action. Tickets available online here. STC, Yes Theatre presents Into the Woods September 16, October. 9 reimagining Stephen Sondheim and James Lupini's iconic masterpiece Into the Woods, as an urgent interrogation of the necessity of storytelling in the face of the climate emergency. A world grappling with environmental collapse turns to classic children's fairy tales as a way to make sense of its own story. Witness a world driven by the unexamined pursuit of self-interest, as individual wish fulfillment stifles any possibility of collective action. Ultimately, that bill comes due, as consequences of giant proportions tear, happily ever after, asunder. Those left standing must rise above the temptation of crying, "Your fault," before the last midnight comes, and instead work together to fight for what it is that they want to pass on to the next generation. Production runs at STC September 16 to October 9. Purchase tickets online here. City of Greater Sudbury Tipping Fee Holiday September 16-24 in time for pre-winter cleaning. Residential tipping fees are being waived at all Greater Sudbury landfill and waste transfer sites from September 19-24. During this time, Greater Sudbury residents can deliver discarded household items to local landfill sites free of charge from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, and from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. During the free week, people are cautioned to expect longer than usual wait times. Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival September 17-25. The 34th edition of Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival runs September 17-25. As was the case in 2020 and 2021, Cinefest will continue to have a hybrid format this year, with some films available for streaming at home, 87 films, a mixture of features and shorts, and others available in theater, 74 feature films. Gala films, followed once again by Opry film receptions, include Ashgrove, Call Jane, The Return of Tanya Tucker, featuring Brandi Carlile, Viking, Alice, Darling, Broker, North of Normal, The Swearing Jar and Presque, Beautiful Minds. Cinefest's full lineup is available on the film festival's website. For tickets, visit www.cinefest.com, phone 705-688-1234, or visit the Cinefest Sudbury box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103. Terry Fox Run September 18. More than 40 years have passed, but the annual Terry Fox Run is as much a part of an annual tradition as it ever was, and that is as true in Greater Sudbury as it is anywhere else in Canada. The annual run, which was virtual in the past 2 years in Sudbury because of COVID, is live again this year. Friends and supporters of the 42nd annual Terry Fox Run have already earmarked September 18 as the day to take part in the yearly tribute and fundraiser in honor of the young Canadian who set out in 1980 to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research. The run will be staged locally from the Grace Hartman Amphitheatre at Bell Park with 1 km, 4 km and 10 km routes. Check-in is 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. on September 18 with the actual start time at 10:45 a.m. Check out the local Terry Fox page for up-to-date information. You can also support the Terry Fox Foundation by making donations online. L'Arche Sudbury's 40th Anniversary Pasta Dinner September 20. L'Arche Sudbury will be holding its annual pasta dinner event once again, this year on Tuesday September 20 at the Caruso Club. Not only are they celebrating the community and people they love, but the 40th anniversary of the organization. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 5:30 p.m. with the evening ending at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $80.59 and can be purchased on the event-specific website. Found here and takeout meals can be purchased for $43.45 on the website and are available for pickup from 3 p.m. onwards. La Slag presents Steph Paquette Symphonique September 25. Sure, You've probably already seen Steph Paquette on stage. But you've never seen him like this. The local francophone musician is taking a symphonic leap off the beaten path he's been carving for over 30 years. Accompanied by 8 musicians from the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra and conductor, Joshua Woods, Paquette will explore new dimensions of his original compositions as seen by 3 Franco-Ontarian composers and arrangers, Alex Miller, Luke Martin and Victor Herbiot. Paquette is an artist who likes to push his limits in order to stake out new ground, and this event, produced by La Slag, will enable him to do just that. Concert takes place at Place des Arts at 7 p.m. September 25. Tickets are available online here. Hike for Hospice September 25. Friends and supporters of the Sudbury Hospice Foundation are invited to make some time on Sunday, September 25 to take part in the Sudbury Credit Union Hike for Hospice. The annual event will be taking place at the Grace Hartman Amphitheater at Bell Park in Sudbury. This is to be the first live-in person hike since 2019 because of pandemic restrictions. Organizers said registration begins at 11 a.m. September 25 and the hike itself will begin at 1 p.m. Pledge forms are available for pickup at any Sudbury Credit Union branch, Maison McCulloch Hospice and or online at www.maisonsudburyhospice.org. Kidney Walk September 25. This year's annual Kidney Walk takes place in Sudbury and all over Canada September 25. As in the past 2 years, the walk this year will take place in a virtual format. Friends and supporters will be encouraged to get out in their local communities for an actual walk and to collect pledges and donations in support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Participants will be encouraged to raise funds via social media, family groups and by holding small group raffles or 50-50 draws or even a yard sale. Supporters are asked to go online to register for the walk and to encourage others to register. College Boreal hosts Madame Bolduc on tour, exhibition until mid-November. Mary Travers, a Depression-era Quebec folk musician, is the subject of a bilingual traveling exhibition called Madame Bolduc on Tour, on display at College Boreal until late fall. You may remember the story of Travers, also known as Madame Bolduc and La Bolduc, from this Historica Canada Heritage Minute. The exhibition, which is free, can be visited Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at College Boreal's Alphonse Desjardins Resource Centre, located at 21 LaSalle Boulevard in Sudbury. It runs until mid-November. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Centre. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.